Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Word of Life broadcast with Prophet John Anoche is made possible by partners of John Anoche Ministries. Still to come, a word of life with Prophet John Anoche.
If the Gentile church are not part of the tribes, they are not part of the kingdom. This is a very bold statement. If the Gentile church, the saints of God, whom emanated from the Gentile world, are not adopted into any tribe of the 12, they are not part of the kingdom. And that is the reason why all Gentile church, wherever you are, India, Pakistan, Uzbekistan, Ghana, Africa, anywhere, you are a Jewish, a spiritual Jewish. It's in the word. That is what the Bible says. We call him Abba Father. Why? He adopted the Gentile church. So if you believe, you have become not just a physical Jewish, but a spiritual one. Please, are you about a standing here? Thank you, Jesus. That's the word of God for you. Now, so the Bible says here that everything that apostle was reading is the prophet saying, God said, bring all the tithes into the storehouse. Storehouse is a place where we store food and things. So you are bringing the tithe to a place where there may already be food. Your problem is not to look at the place and say, there are so many food here. How can I bring my own? The pastor, they're already eating. They're already fat. No. The Bible said, God has called for a blessing for you. And the blessing is in the obedience of bringing the food into the storehouse. And it's not about what you are seeing with them. It's about what you want from God. And he said, if you want me to rebuke the devourer, shield the fruit of your ground, and then pour you a blessing from heaven, then take your tithe to the storehouse. Any storehouse is like a warehouse of valuable food. And bring it every time you have harvest. The tenth part of your harvest. I don't want bigger part, tenth part. And there are specific blessings he mentioned which connect to tithing. Bring it to the storehouse. And I will open the windows of heaven unto you. And I will pour you out a blessing. So God, when he speaks, is it for a certain generation? And it's not for all generations. Now, the Bible says something in the book of Hebrews, which has been used by us, especially those people who go for evangelism. Jesus, God, he said, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do you know that it was actually quoted in the law? Do you know it? I can bring out scriptures, almost many scriptures in the Bible, the New Testament, that was quoted directly under the law, under the old covenant. But people use it comfortably. Why? Because that word was not for just the Old Testament. It's the word for the season. Thank you, Lord. I wish people understand this. Mantosi Bahatashi. I do not just want your tithe. No, I want you to be blessed. I want your blessing. Not just your tithe. Because if you give tithe to a priest and the priest doesn't give, the priest will remain as he is. Do you know what takes money out of people? Problems, challenges. Are the priests without challenges? No. They even have more challenges than the people. I'm telling you, they have more challenges than the people. All the witches in the family, they are targeting the priest. Why? Because he's praying for people in the family to be liberated. So he's the one being lifted in the spirit as anointed man. They will all come after you. You will not be sleeping well. Every day your children are sick. Haven't you seen it? A priest is praying for people to give birth. He himself has not given birth. There are men of God examples here in Ghana who have given birth only one child. And who have prayed for years, you know. But was praying for people to receive. So the Bible says, you need to understand the reason why God gave the tithe to them. You need to understand it. Otherwise you fight against it for nothing. And that is not what blesses them all. The Bible says it is your portion for the service of the ministry. You shall not have no portion. It is your portion. So if you say, okay, we will not give the tithe to the pastors for us to distribute to everybody, then let the pastors and the musicians, everybody that is permanent, go and work. So on Mondays, nobody would have to be here up to 12:01 sometimes because tomorrow morning they are going to work. They don't have to be here. If you are going to work in the morning, 6 a.m., you are in the car going to you wake up at 5, prepare, and then by 6, you are in Toto going. Somebody is keeping you here to do camera work up to 1 a.m. Will you come? Every week, will you come? And we say it is volunteer service. Volunteer service. And you see, they have to come early. By about 4 or 5, they are setting up. Though you're doing a lot of work. Yes, sound check. This is over. This, if you are here, you see they're busy. They are going, coming. To be able to make sure that by 6:30 we are on air. They must start setting up like 3 hours and all that. When we have the Saturday broadcast, they don't go home. They will all be here. Whether you have a wife, children or not, you have to be here. Because if you want to go and come back, you will be late. And you will be tensioned. So they are all here, all of them. And they will set up around, 12 a.m. You see that they are working. Even 2 a.m. you see them, they are testing things. They will wake up very early, like 5:30, they are still here, and they are doing all their final checks. Sometimes they can set everything the day before. When they come, the thing has changed. Nobody touched it. Because these are machines. They can have one problem that reverses all the things they've done. So you see them tension. This one, before, because we have to go on live. And you say that, oh no, these people, no, let them, it's a sacrificial work. Yes, number one, it's a sacrificial work. Because they work in the day and they work in the night too. For the same thing that we give them. You go to work from 8:30. If you work for government, then I say 10:30, that's the one you have reached. And when you reach, you are giving a lot of excuses. For private, you try that, you are served. And another person is on the list waiting to be fixed. But for government, it will go through a lot of excessive bureaucratic process. So you think for them to sack you, it will take a long time. So you do what you like. But you are working for the nation. So you go by 4:30, you see people are leaving. Some of them go 10:30, they go afternoon and lunch. 1:30, they don't come back again. They are off. Excuses and excuses. But these people work in the day, and they work in the night. And anytime you need them to, anytime I want to sit on camera, they will have to come. Anytime I want to do this and take a picture, they will have to be there. Understand the work of the Lord. So the Bible says, bring ye the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. The food in my house. Food for them. They have children, they have wives, they must eat. And somebody will just say, then go and work. That is the reason why the church is not blessed today. We are not seeing awakening. And you are comparing us to the old people. The old people pay tithe without complaining. They never taught against it. You just check Kenny Hagin's spirit. They were very, very holy when it comes to the obeying the word of the Lord. There was no separation of this one is this one is that. No. But we, the Bible says, knowledge shall increase. Confusion shall also increase. Deception shall also increase. Deception is when somebody is twisting the truth as though it is the truth and you are following it. That's deception. That's what it means. And the reason why a lot of people have not even, seen what it means is that a lot of Christians suffering about their job placement, this and all that, because they mix knowledge. The people under the dispensation, even of the law, they did not mix knowledge. That is why it is there to guide you. Because the Bible says everything Jesus spoke about could not be written. It could not be written. And Jesus did mention about tithe and said, you have neglected the weightier matters of the law. Because tithe is for specific group and then it ensures a specific blessing. If you don't want it, it's not by force. But you need to be taught to understand, to follow. Believe it and then do it. If you don't believe it and you do it, it means you don't understand it. But if you believe it, it means you have gotten the understanding, so you have faith in it. That's when the blessing comes, because the blessing comes by faith, not by law. So he commands us under the dispensation of grace, because under grace you can be commanded. The Bible says, command them that are rich in this world, this season, to do good and to give. He said, command them. That's what the Bible says. Jesus also gave us commandment. He says, love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. It's a commandment. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Now hear this one. Shada Bohosha. The Bible says, that there may be food in my house. So he gave you the reason. The reason is there will be food. He didn't say that bring all the tithe so that we use it to build the temple of God, the house of God. No. A lot of people, the reason is that the church pastors, it's only the head pastor that is comfortable. Because they are paying him $100,000. It's okay. And they buy him car, Land Cruiser. They buy him, you know, other luxury cars and all that. So that they want their man of God, the ceremonial and administrative head. Usually they are even ceremonial head. There's a board or the council that makes decisions. What God is telling him, he just tells them and then they implement it. And they do all of that. But the pastors under the ministry, because they can finish serving and they will have stroke because they didn't eat well. They couldn't afford some supplementary stuff. The work, the fasting constantly, it's not an easy job. Fasting and working with it and praying with it. So as for the work, if you are lazy, you can't work for God. So when you see a pastor who is so comfortable, there's nothing happening. No fire. He drinks iniquity like water. There's no purging. Of course, mistakes can come, but there's a purging. But there's no purging. The mistakes is continuous. There's no remorse. So he said, bring all the tithe into the storehouse, that there will be meat in my house. Then from there, try me in doing this. After you are fulfilled with this, number one, if I will not open the windows of heaven. So if the windows of heaven are closed for you, it is not just prayer. Before you pray, make sure that you are settled with your tithe. Because what opens the heaven, the windows. He said, bring all the tithe. Show me other scripture that open the windows of heaven. As for the windows of heaven, it can open. But why? What causes it to open? This is the word of the Lord. It cannot be broken. Assuming God told you that the earth is the Lord, the fullness of the earth, and it's under the Old Testament. And when you come to the New Testament, you say, under grace, the earth is not the Lord, because that scripture was on. You are joking. It's the voice of God. God doesn't just speak because he wants to speak. He speaks knowledge that governs systems. And try me if I will not open the windows of... So, and when you see the Bible, when you are studying the Bible about observation, there's something in observation, interpretation, and application. These are the three areas that you look at the Bible. So when you talk about observation, you know, there's one side of the scriptures that you see, one particular side of the scriptures. You see that when you are dealing with test, you can choose the test. The test can choose you. So somebody can be talking, sermons, and then the text itself, okay, comes as a result of the speech or the speakings of the word. So the person is speaking under the inspiration of the Spirit, and then the text has chosen the message. He can also choose the text and speak. The speech will flow out of that. Okay, so the text chooses you, you choose the text. It is part of it. There's another point in the Bible, another side. In observation, where you see that the Lord says that when he's speaking some things, you need to be very careful about it. For example, he said there's something called pretext, poster, context. Now, when you are dealing with scriptures and you are not careful about pretext, you can make mistakes. My God shall supply, yes, all what? According to, okay, good. So supply all. God can't supply somebody's husband to you. God can't supply somebody's house to you. But the Bible said, my God shall supply all your needs. So if your need is somebody's wife, God can supply it. But go to the previous test, which is called pretext. Understand what God was saying. He was talking about people were giving. People were giving. Philippians, people were giving. People who did good. 17, from 17 coming to 19, you will understand. Then you know that, it is based on what they were doing, and Paul blessed them that what you have done, every need you have presented to God, my God shall supply it. So to the people, take this and pray, you shall supply all my needs. What have you done? Because the word Paul spoke was in response to what they have done. And there's another scripture. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. You can't sleep with somebody's wife. or you can't sleep with any other person. You only sleep with your wife. So you can do all things. When you see people's food, you say, I can do all things. You take it. When they ask you, why? I can do all things. No. So the interpretation of this scripture can be wrong based on the pretext. So when you go to the pretext, you will understand what Paul was saying. That brought the word, I can do all things. Because now you are considering the word, the pretext, so that you can be in contact. So for example, he says, somebody just picks up this particular scripture and says, that fear the Lord, I will open the windows of heaven unto you in the name of Jesus. And open the windows of heaven, what are you going to do? Before the Lord says, I will open the windows, that means that you have done something or you have prepared to do something. So the word is, after you have done what you're supposed to do, then the windows of heaven opens unto you. That is what it means. That's why many people are in bondage. It's because I'm confessing the word. That is not the only case. Check confession. What was the preceding scripture? Pretext, context, posters for you to understand. A lot of people will quote the scripture and say, without contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. Why? Because the Bible says, he that had the promises submitted his tithings and all his tithes to Melchizedek, the high priest, and he blessed him. So, the Bible says the lesser, which is Abraham, who had the promises, needed the priest to bless him. So we are all lesser of Christ. So we submit our things, and then he blesses us because we have the promises. But when we have the promises can abide alone. You have the promises, go and eat it. Somebody would have to cause the manifestation of the promises. And the one who does that is the better. He has to what? Bless you. And that's what we do. So you see, you cannot. So when you are studying scripture and you don't know all these things, you will make big mistakes. You thank God if I'm the one teaching you. Who that being? Because I will want you to know the word like me. Or above me. Are you hearing the point? That's the point. So when there is another part that is here, and I want to make you understand it. Now it is called ifs and thens. Ifs and thens. So if, I-F, then, T-H-E-N, then. Now if my people, another scripture for example is this. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and turn away from their wicked ways and go to pray, then I will hearken them, then I will hearken them. Now if you like, do whatever you want to do because you think you're a child of God and go to pray, you will not be heard. Because you have to turn from your wicked ways first. You are always pushing somebody's wife. Hey, and when we advise you, I'll not take it. Hey, I'm praying. Kalab, I'm a man of God. Palentele, kele. You can't intimidate God with your palentele, palentele. Why? Because if you turn away from your wicked ways, if, then I will. So there is and then. So sometimes you see people say, no way, I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God. You are fooling in the church, you're a child of God. No, you are a child of God, no problem. It's like you are a citizen of Ghana. You have stolen somebody's goods. It doesn't mean we can't put you into prison. Why we put you into prison? Because the prison is part of the children of Ghana. Are prisons outside Ghana? No. So you can be put in prison in heaven. But that prison is not bondage of the devil. It can be what? Bondage of progress. You say, are there prisons in heaven? The Bible says God has reserved some angels into blackness and darkness until the time. Where? Do you know the place? It's not hell. You don't see them there. Why would one of the angels come with chains from heaven and come to the earth and get to hell and bind the devil hand and foot? They are chains in heaven. They can be used to bind you. So you may be a child of God, but you can be with reproach. Everybody sees you. You are a child of God. Holy Ghost is inside of you. People see you, they don't open doors. They close it. Why? Because there's a reproach. You went to do something. Why won't you say, I'm a child of God, so let me insult every elder? There will be reproach. Why won't you say, I'm a child of God? Let me insult my father and curse my father. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 20 verse 20, if you disrespect your father and your mother, your lamp as a young child of God shall be put out in obscure darkness. You may be a child of God, alright, but your lamp, you need it to walk in the atrium for favors. It will not be open for you. So people will not notice you. There will not be fame. If business you do, it will not prosper. Nobody buys. Why? Because you have disrespected and cursed your father and your mother. That's why Jesus was concerned about it. That they teach the commandment of men as doctrines of God. they teach the commandment of men as supreme to the doctrines of God. And he says that they just tell them that my parents, whatever I'm doing for you is a gift unto God. It's not because of you that I'm giving you, because I'm doing adoye to God. That's why I'm giving you. You tell your child, your mother like that, your father like that. The Bible says you have not honored, because you are giving not based on honor. You are giving based on what? Duress. If God is not there, you wouldn't have considered your mother and your father. The Bible says you have cursed them. Therefore, your lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. That's what the Bible says. Can I go there for you to know? It's in the Bible. The book of Matthew, you can look at it. The book of Mark, you can see that. It is there, live and colored. Thank you, Jesus. So the book of Malachi, chapter number 3, verse 10, he says, then bring all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this. After you are done, see the Lord of hosts. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven, if. So when you look at this scripture, don't bother to go pray about it if you have not done it. Because the word is if. If you do it, check if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour you out such a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. And the Bible says, I will pour out for you such blessing. Not blessings, blessing. There may be an idea he would draw for you and your business is booming. And you can't keep the business in your house. Such as you can't keep in your house. Can you keep your own businesses, big time business in your house? No. It may start small, but where it is going, you can't keep it in your house. You can't keep your shops, your cars, your estate in your house. You can't. In your bedroom, you can't do that. So he's talking about blessing that will be tangible for people to see. And the Bible says, anything that you do in the house of God, you must be found faithful. Faithfulness is when you continue to do it over and over, and your faithfulness is assured by God that, okay, this one, he's now become a pattern of this. He will not lose, he will not go left, nor he go right, so let me now pour the blessing. So I've been paying that for a whole year. Continue, because he's looking for faithfulness. Thank you, Lord. And stop. One of the things, there are two things God doesn't love in his life. Even if you are a child of God, you sit by him, he doesn't love these things. Two, murmuring and complaining. He can't contain it. It's something he objects, he abhors. The people of Israel, they didn't go to do anything. It was murmuring and complaining. He cut 23,000 off. One day, they died. Serpent came to bite them. So if you complain and you murmur, your head shall be broken. And the serpent can bite. Thank you, Jesus. There are scriptures that are... That's why a lot of people say, we are Christians. The Bible has said, we can't do this. I cannot be sick. And you are sick. That is not confession. The people who dwell therein shall not say, I'm sick. Shall not say, don't say it. So confess the health of God. Believe it first. Confess that one. Some, I can't be delivered. I'm already delivered. And there's a devil coming to you. You see, unless it happens to you, then you know that. You go back to question your pastor and say, but you were saying this, but this thing, it was happening to me. When it happens like that, they say, you don't have faith. It's not about faith. When something happens to them, they will not tell you. So, it's not about faith. It's not faith. It's about certain principles you did not put in place. So, your faith was affected. Put them in place. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Now, hear this word. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. This particular devourer, do you know devourer? Devourers are people or animals or the devils that wait until you have gathered with your strength. Because if there's nothing, a devourer will not come. The Bible says a thief will never come unless he has something to steal. So thieves don't go to broke people. What will he get? So after you have gathered your all, then the devourer comes and scatters them. So when you are making money, the devourer will wait until you have made. So that's why a lot of people, those people, there's an occurrence. We call them vicious cycle of poverty. In economics, you can see that. Vicious cycle, it's a cycling. So his poverty is all year round. Today he gets more money. Tomorrow. So he can live 6 months without 1,000 Ghana. Then another 6 months come, he gets 1,000 Ghana, he manages for 3 months, it's done. You know, like, do you understand the point? There's a vicious cycle of poverty, struggling. You need to break that cycle. How do you break it? God has given us his word. Practice it. Know them. Understand them. Believe them. Practice them. It will be broken. Say amen to that. Thank you, Jesus. Because Jesus has broken them already. So do his word. It's like Jesus has saved your life. And you say, I'm not praying because he has saved me. Oh. Oh, yeah, my boy. Jesus has saved your life. So you are a saved person. But you say, I'm not praying on earth. He saved me already. I will not pray. Please, would that be good for you? Okay, go ahead. Even to receive the blessing, it has to be by prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. And I thank God, he says, I will. He didn't say, and you shall rebuke. So it is not left to us. This is not like the book of Isaiah chapter 54 verse 17 where he says, no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. Any tongue that rises against you, you shall condemn. That one, he said, any tongue. Tongue is different from devourer. Devourer doesn't use his tongue. He may not use his tongue. So any tongue that rises against you, you shall condemn it. So when you are condemning things, any tongue, you condemn it. So the devil says, you will not prosper. You say, I will prosper. You condemn it. It shall work. But when a devourer is cutting your money, and you still pray, hallelujah, hey, yeah, there, yeah, there are people praying, prayer comes, churches, they are losing their money, losing their resources, instead of them to go see God. God, what is the cause of this? And God will tell them that, you have stopped doing this, go and do it. They are praying, and when the more they are praying, the more they are losing the money, the more they are losing the favor, the more their things are being scattered, because the devourer has set in. Unless you go back to what? Restitute what you were doing and you stopped. Then, devourer can also halt his activity. Haven't you seen it before? Yes, that is why. A lot of you, when you met me, I prayed for you and I saw what was happening. I said, don't worry. Come to do this. I did give you a direction and I petitioned God for you. And I told you to go do something that will bring mercy. And then he stopped. When he stopped, then you said, I stopped though. He went. He started doing the same thing again. Prophet. Now when he comes, he doesn't want to see you. He starts accusing you. Even the prophet, I've been here for 3 months. He has not seen me. In fact, it's not in the Bible that when you come, the prophet has to see you. The Bible says we should gather together and teach you. Amen? So when I teach you, take it and do it. It's our work. Amen? But my luxury times, in my sober moment, when I'm reflecting, then I can see you. And maybe we'll have some kind of talk. That's all. And what if I see you and I tell you do this and you say, I will not do it. I can force you. Thank you, Jesus. There are some of you here, you want to prosper, not because you feel and it's inside of you that I want to prosper. Because I've seen a brother prosper. I also want to prosper. No. See a brother prosper. Sit down and convince yourself. I think I need the prosperity he's enjoying. Even more than that. Convince yourself. Then you embark on the journey. The moment you saw the brother want to prosper, I'm going to the prophet. Prophet, I want to prosper. I want to prosper like that brother. What do you want? Who you want? Like that brother. No. What do you want? Because your prosperity is different from his. What do you want? You may see his own and be encouraged. But not exactly what he wants. Is what you also want. Convince yourself of what you want. In that way you can go far. Clap your hands and appreciate Jesus. So, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. So that he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground. He's talking to children of God, not the people of this world. So the devourer can destroy the fruit of the ground. Fruit. Your resource of your harvest. He will destroy the fruit. He doesn't want the seed. He will wait for you to work. And when the time of harvest comes, then he will destroy them. That's why so many people, after their marriage, glorious wedding, that's when the marriage was being destroyed. How can you sacrifice to marry and allow the devil to destroy it? Knowledge is the key. So that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground. Nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you. You have planted it and the thing has grown. The thing is refusing to yield results. You have done the company. The company is of age. It's been 5 years, 7 years. The company is refusing to receive contract. The company is refusing to bear fruit. It's an error. We need to correct that. But before we correct that, let's check the word of God. What has been the fault? Be a doer of the word. Lift up your hands. If you are a doer, declare, I'm a doer of the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. And he says, when this happens, fear the Lord of hosts. All the nations will call you blessed. For you will be a delightful land. seeth the Lord of hosts. That particular message ended. When you go to the 13, he introduces another word. Another word. That word ended. And it ended in quotation. The voice of God ended. Because God will not speak to a prophet from morning to evening and he's still speaking. No, he will come and speak. Within the hours you are meditating and praying, he will speak for maybe 5 minutes and he's gone. But the word can be expanded.
We trust you've enjoyed today's broadcast. For more information, visit www.johnanochiministries.org, www.worldwideworldministries.org, or call 0302-507-154 or 0540-996-670. This broadcast is made possible by partners of John Anoche Ministries.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233-26767-6055. +233-26767-6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.